Owatonna High School gymnastics coach Evan Moe. The Huskies are section champions for the fifth time in the last 6 years, going back to state on Saturday. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
The meet last week, a little bit more of a standard format as to when you were done. You kind of knew where you stood and didn't have to wait so long to celebrate the title?
Yeah, that was definitely nice to be in that afternoon session. Definitely have the top four teams that are going to be competing for that title in that meet as well. So we, you know, knew right away that was a lot nicer than confidence.
Having to wait all day before you could really celebrate the conference title, even though it was kind of a slam dunk that you had won it. Excuse me. As far as the section goes, what was a key to getting the victory?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look at our scores on, you know, score flippers, we actually got beat on every single event by Farmington except Beam. So to not bring that up, I think would be a disservice, as I think we took Beam by a good almost 3 points for the score. So that really was our, and has been our, you know, strong point this year. You know, our bars have been pretty average, I would say. Vault has, of course, been strong. Floor has been strong. But then that Beam score has been elite for us. You know, you look at the top, you know, eight teams now that are in the state, and we're, I would have to say, if not number one, probably number two on average for Beam this year.
Is there a reason for that, and is that out of the ordinary for Owatonna to be so strong this season in that exercise?
Yeah, it's pretty out of the ordinary. So typically, and you know, I was talking to one of my old gymnasts, actually, funny enough, that we stay in close contact with Becca Olson, and I was like, yeah, you know what, I feel like if we were this solid on Beam when you guys were there, like, we'd have 2-3 state titles, you know, because we used to throw like a 37.5 on bars, and now we're throwing a 37 on Beam, but then back then we'd throw like a 34 on Beam, you know, so like, it was like we flip-flop Beam and bars now, and honestly, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, of course, we have the strong senior leadership with Lens and Moose, but then also we're just so dang consistent with Caitlin, Avery, and Lucy at the start of that lineup. Typically, you want to throw your, you know, best routines at the end, and not to say it's not, you know, Lens is probably our best and we still keep her on the end, but we front load that lineup with kids that we know are going to stick or have a really high chance to stick that routine, to then hopefully take that pressure off that fourth and fifth kid who still have a good routine and absolutely can throw a big score, but, you know, we know may be a little stressed if, you know, they watch three of their teammates fall, right? So I think, you know, there's a little bit of strategy that way. And then also when it was Tom's last year, I took over Beam really, and, you know, honestly, grew to really love it, and I've really taken taking pride, I guess, in the fact that our Beam has become so strong and that our kids are able to get up there and consistently throw a really strong routine.
When you look at the teams that are in the field for Saturday in the Class AA competition, who are the top competitors for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think top three are going to be probably Sartell, us, and then Stillwater, okay, as well as, of course, Egan, I think, threw like a 146. And then there was a few that were down a little lower, like New Prague was a 145. But I think those top three, and I believe Lee gets Sartell and Army, as well as Egan. So, you know, possible that we're either going to be chasing the champion in Stillwater, or the champion will come out of Army. And we also have the afternoon meet, so we will know by the end of competition who's the winner of the championship.
I'm sure you want to see another strong Beam performance, of course. What are some other keys to coming away with a state title?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Beam, of course, like we said, 3, 4, 5 sticks is going to need to happen. And then also a strong bars. You know, like I said, our bars is average, but if we have a really good bar rotation for like a 36 or so, I think that'll really help push us over that hump that we need to get to really make sure that we could lock in a high, like a 40, I think a 149 would get it done, would win the meet. So I think if we were to do that, we would have to hit a 36 on bars. If we do that, we have a pretty good shot at it.
Talking to Coach Moe right now, Owatonna Gymnastics, and we're talking midweek. Can you say what the status will be of Lindsay Bangs come Saturday night at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had Linz come in on Monday. We did a good 45 minutes of stretching, just talking through what our game plan was going to be for the week. And, you know, all the other girls had a day off. And then yesterday she did a full practice, watered down a little bit of the routine, but that's pretty normal for us. Post sections, you know, we really don't usually, Wednesday is our big day where we do all of our routines. Then we kind of wind down for the end of the week, but Lindsay's going to go. She's gonna compete, and she's gonna do a great job for us. I have faith in that.
And then a word about the individuals and what you're hoping for from Hallie Tice and Lucy Macius and Caitlin Coben and Emma Johnson, mm-hmm. the four Huskies that have qualified to have their scores count in the individual standings as well.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think Hallie has a really good shot at getting on the podium this year. You know, she has to really smoke that vault, but absolutely no reason she can't do that. And then, you know, beam for Coben, she could get up on that podium too if she has a really clean beam routine. You know, of course, Boosie and Emma are going to go out there and throw big routines. I do know that. It's going to be pretty hard for Emma to land up on that bar podium just because I know that top end bar rotation's got some really big nines in there, and she hasn't quite hit that. But, you know, it's going to be great exposure. Great chance for her to compete at a elite meet with a lot of really, really talented kids.
All right. And do you know if there's going to be some family and friends that are able to get in there based on how the tickets have gone about? Is that a known commodity for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be able to have parents there for the kids. And then actually, we got a few more tickets. So all the JV gymnasts that are choosing to go also will be able to. So it'll be nice to have parents as well as teammates in the dance cheering them on.
All right. Well, Evan, congratulations on a section title. Big state meet coming up on Saturday night. Best of luck.
Thanks, Ray.
All right. Coach Evan Moe, Owatonna Gymnastics, on the Coach's Show.